when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the Overnight Success Podcast, brought to you by Maria Hatzistefanis. Maria is the founder of Rodial and Nip and Fab, best-selling author, and on a mission to help you achieve your dreams. Maria's highly anticipated third book, How to Live Your Best Life, is now available on Amazon.
Hi, this is Maria.
Hi, Maria.
Hi, Liv. How are you?
I'm really good, thanks. How are you?
I am, again, very excited today because we're talking about one of my ultimate favorite subjects, which is...
fashion!
Yay!
I thought you'd be excited about this one.
Yeah.
Because when I read your book, I could just tell, when you were talking about fashion or writing about fashion, I could just like read the excitement just coming off the page. And I know you're grinning now.
I'm ready for it. Yeah, I'm very excited.
I think it's interesting how your life, you know, you began your life as a teenager, like obsessed with fashion. And, you know, even though your career has kind of gone more into like the beauty world, fashion is still such a huge part of your brand and who you are. And I think that's a really nice thing. So who better to quiz about it than you today? I think we've almost got too many questions. But I think in terms of what I kind of want to know is why you think it's really important for us to take care of our appearance and kind of just look our best, especially when dealing with things like business or, you know, trying to improve your life. Like, why is it important?
I think that the way we present ourselves has a lot to do with success. And if we want to be successful, we really have to take care of our appearance. And it's not just about looking good for others. It's about putting the effort to look in a certain way that we feel good about ourselves. And that sends a subliminal message to our brain saying to us, you deserve to be successful. Like, imagine, you know, if I wake up one day and I don't wash my hair and I just put some old sweatpants and an old t-shirt and I have no makeup on whatsoever and I just show up like that at work, what do people think about me? Will I be able to get anyone's respect? That will be what happened to this woman? But, you know, even if, and I know, you know, you work at home and a lot of people who listen to the podcast work at home, you know, waking up and spending 5 minutes to put yourself together and put like a clean pair of pants and you know, nice t-shirt and then putting, you know, if you don't want to have like a professional blow dry, you can't have that every day, but pull your hair back in a nice ponytail and just put a bit of lip gloss and be presentable. Don't you think you're going to be more productive and you will feel better about yourself and get on better with your day? What do you think?
100%. As someone who works from home, I can definitely say that putting shoes on is like one of the biggest steps you can make, because it just, I feel like if I'd be embarrassed to open the door to like an Amazon delivery guy, I should, I should probably like rethink what I'm wearing. Because even though no one's going to see you, it does, it's like a mental thing. And so I just try. It's difficult to make yourself do it because you don't know who's going to come to the door. You don't have to go and see anyone. So you're just at home and it is nice to wear leggings and big socks and like a nice cozy sweater because you're at home. But when I wear those things, I find myself gravitating towards the sofa like way more than I should, or I just want to sort of like work on my laptop in bed. And that's not good. You should be wearing shoes, work at the kitchen table, and just like, yeah, you're right. Sometimes I just put makeup on, or I just like make myself feel better. And it does, it does genuinely make me work harder.
Yeah, I mean, 100%. And that can apply to any area in your life. Like, let's say going to the gym, I find that if I put on a, you know, a decent pair of leggings that's super cute, and a sports bra and sneakers that I like, and I go to the gym and I feel good about myself, I'm going to work out better.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a better time there. I'm going to be more motivated. And I think everything that you do to help present yourself in the best possible way, then it just goes back into your brain. And that's the way that you project yourself and sending those messages and get your motivation going and be successful. I think it's totally how you project yourself.
Yeah. And feeling comfortable too.
Yeah.
I think you have to.
Yeah, comfortable too, of course.
Comfortable,
yeah.
But not like cozy, but comfortable just like, I don't know. I feel like if I go to a meeting and I'm wearing some really like really uncomfortable trousers, yeah, I'll just have like a terrible day. But if I just, you know what I mean? Or like maybe shoes that you're not quite ready to walk in, or a shirt that you think is maybe like keeps opening, or like just something that's like distracting you. It should just be clothes that you're like, I feel like I'm at my best when I'm just wearing clothes that I know I can just feel myself in.
Yeah.
But it's really hard to find those clothes.
It's hard, yes. But I'm 100% with you. I would say about 95% of my clothes have a bit of stretch in them. And also, as you know, I live in sneakers. I love a designer sneaker. So, and these days, I think it's a great time to embrace comfort, because it's all the athleisure trends out there.
Yeah, while you can.
All the dad sneakers that are out there, that at the beginning they were so ugly and now we're all got used to them and, you know, we're obsessing over them. So it's all about putting the effort and feeling good. And if you feel good, you're going to be confident and then you're going to be successful.
I think that's absolutely true. Now I want to know, I don't know how big your wardrobe is, but I imagine it's a good wardrobe. How on earth do you decide what you're going to wear every day? And how does that affect the day ahead of you?
It depends what my day is looking like. If it's a day at the office, which is most days, I absolutely need to be comfortable. So I would be in high-waisted black trousers and an oversized top and a cool sneaker. And I just want to be able to be comfortable and walk around. But it's all going to be well put together. I'll have my hair nicely done, usually in a ponytail on my down days. And I'll spend 10 minutes doing my makeup. So I'm presentable, but, you know, it's not a red carpet look in any way. Then there could be days that I have a meeting, and I am involved, as you know, with the British Fashion Council here in London. And I do have meetings with a lot of cool people, like with Edward Enifull the other day from British Vogue. We were in the same committee, and I just have to put a bit more effort and put on my fashion hat in a way. And then I would wear something that's a little bit more styled and more fashion-y. I would wear a higher heel or a boot. So for those meetings, which have been super exciting, I will make more of an effort. And then it could be that I have a big event, and then that's pure fun. It could be a red carpet event, that I have a beautiful dress, and I'll have my hair and makeup done professionally, which is a lot, but it could take up to 2 hours, this whole glam.
Wow.
Crazy, yeah?
Fun, though.
But that's the extreme, you know, because you have your pictures taken and you want to be able to look good without any filters. So the time and the effort that I put in the style, it just depends on the occasion, but I have it all sorted out.
Yeah. You've got a system in place.
I have a system.
I like that.
Yeah.
And in that system, do you find you have staples that you can just like, say you find out you've got a meeting with Edward Enifull in the next like 2 hours, like a random meeting, you're like, right. Do you just like run upstairs? And is there something you grab that you're like, that's a fail safe thing for you to wear?
Yeah.
What is it?
I am into statement skirts. Mm-hmm. So I have a few of them. that you just put the skirt on and then a beautiful, simple black top and a cool boot. And that always works. If we go into winter, then an interesting coat, because I do wear a lot of black. So I do get some more interesting jackets and coats that may have an interesting color or a pattern or some leopard to really spice up the look. So on the days that everything is black, a jacket or a coat makes the outfit a lot more interesting. So, yeah.
It's hard in winter, isn't it? Because you tend to buy like a lovely winter coat and then you wear it every day and then you're kind of wearing the same thing like every day, all day.
I know, yeah.
It can be really difficult. Yeah. But I like what you say about making like, just making sure your coat has got that little bit of extra edge.
Yeah.
That's good.
But even, you know, even with a coat, and I do would also wear a black coat, sometimes I would belt it.
Yeah.
And it would look different or with a different shoe. And there's always things that you can do to give the same piece of clothing a new lease of life.
Yeah, for sure. I remember this really good bit in your book when you talk about when you were invited. I think you were a teenager. You were invited to meet the editor of Seventeen magazine. Very big deal. And you said you dressed all in black for that very epic moment, like the launch of your career. What do you think about wearing black? Like, some people are really into it and some people just think that you should be wearing bright colours all the time. I kind of jump between the two. I love wearing black, but also I love when you wear a bright colour and you walk into a room and everyone just comments. Everyone's like, oh my God, like, if you've got like a bright pink jumper, everyone's like, wow, and they kind of they make a big deal out of it. But what do you reckon? Like, what's your stance on the birds? Because you seem to like wearing black, right?
Yeah, well, going back to that moment when I met the editor of 17 magazine, I was 18 years old and I had no money. So I had to, I wanted to look cool and in fashion. And my outfit at the time, it was a long time ago, probably the whole thing, including shoes, cost £20.
Wow.
Probably black lycra or something and some boots, some Doc Martens boots, actually. So I think that black is always going to be in. It's the color of fashion. So if you go to fashion magazines, everyone is in black. Or if you go to the atelier of a designer, a lot of people wear black. And it just projects a certain level of, you know, I'm in the know. You know, having said that, sometimes I would go for a color and I remember last year I was very much into red and I was in New York at this for Fashion Week and I was walking on the streets. I was wearing red pants, an oversized red sweater. And I just got this brand new Supreme red and white bag that I had. It was a crossbody bag and everyone went crazy about it.
So as someone who leads a very busy life, you have a family, you've got you run two successful businesses, you do the Fashion Week thing, you do so many things. How do you even have time, like you just said about buying that Supreme bag in your red moment? How do you even have time to go and shop for clothes or like keep up with trends? Because that is a full-time job in itself, right?
Fashion is what I do when I want to relax. So when I've had a stressful day and I come back from work, very often I would go in a fashion website or online platform and get lost in my dream world where I am putting together all sorts of amazing outfits. Sometimes I even get product ideas from looking at the new fashion colors of the season. So I was speaking to my team and I've been seeing a lot of fluo colors in the catwalk this past Fashion Week. And we sat down and I briefed him and I said, I'd love to see some palettes going forward with fluo colors on the packaging. So I always get interesting ideas that can also translate into the beauty business. So it's also kind of work related.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I guess it all kind of ties in together. And then I guess if you're buying clothes a lot or you're going to lots of different things. I mean, you're going to like work meetings, you're going to parties, you're going to Fashion Week, you're going to like do new business stuff, you're, you know, going to pick the kids up from school, whatever it is you're doing, you're going to be amassing a lot of clothes. How easy is it for you to throw clothes away? Or do you attach emotion to clothes? Do you hold on to clothes?
I don't. I used to, and obviously, you know, I've been buying clothes for the last 20 years. And it used to be that I would keep everything and thinking, you know what, this may come back in fashion, or there may be a moment that I would wear this again. But then one day, I can't even remember why, I probably opened my closet and thought, what the hell is going on here? You know, I have nothing to wear. So I've done this once and I cleared out my wardrobe a lot. And now I'm very brutal and I do this all the time. So I probably do this 4 times a year, every season, and I have very little.
Really?
But I also am at the point that I open my closet and I only have 5 pairs of pants and 5 statement skirts and 5 t-shirts and 5 tops, and that's all. And that's all I have.
That's the dream, isn't it?
I don't have that much. People will be surprised. I think, oh, you have this. First of all, I don't even have space. We're in London. Space is limited. I have, you know, a couple of, a small closet. It's not that big. And it makes me happy. And also, you know what, when I was younger, I would buy things for a special occasion and then only wear them once. And then even wait for that special occasion. But I don't shop like that anymore. Every time I see something and I like it, I think, so how many times am I going to wear this?
I think that's a really good way of looking at it. I like your idea of having just 5 items, like five trousers, 5 skirts, 5 jumpers, 5 this, just 5 of each. Because, I mean, when would you ever need more than that, really? And is there anything that we would quite literally never catch you wearing?
You would never catch me wearing anything bohemian or girly. I need to be in thick materials that pull me together at all times.
What do you mean by bohemian? I'm thinking like a flowing maxi dress with like tassels on it. Like Sienna Miller clothes in early noughties Sienna, like that bohemian.
Yeah, you wouldn't see me in that. Okay. Like a floaty dress or a slip dress. You wouldn't see me in that. Or like cowboy boots. I mean, I do have like a modern version of them, but yeah, I can't pull off bohemian.
Well, it's a shame. I'm with you there. I'm with you on the girly stuff. So I wanted to ask you about your experience with Fashion Week, because it's something that, just for someone like me who's never really been part of it, it seems to be there's always a Fashion Week somewhere. It's always happening. And then it's like every now and again, it all explodes. It's on social media. It's all over the web, all over the internet. And it's just like this crazy thing. But you have actually been part of many of these events. So I'm kind of just curious about, I've got a few questions about what it's like to go to Fashion Week, but also I want to talk to you about kind of how to get through it and what you can be wearing. So initially, I kind of wanted to ask you, like, how do you get in? Do you get invited by designers who are friends? Are you invited because of your business? Like, how does one get invited to Fashion Week?
You know, it's not easy. And I still, you know, there's a lot of shows that I would love to go and I can't get an invite. So
really?
I mean, it's hard to get invites. And anyway, it's not my job to be, I'm not a buyer of fashion. I'm not a fashion journalist, but I do actually, people think that I do a lot of shows. I don't do that many. I have a few friends that I go and support. So for example, in this latest Fashion Week, I've been invited to Erdem. I've seen Molly Goddard, Mary Catranzu, my friend David Coma. And these are the 4 shows that I did. I don't do that many, but I'm friends with them. We have a special relationship. I'm also, as you know, I'm involved with the British Fashion Council and Vogue Fund. And I always go and support the finalist designers of the fund. So that's that, really. I don't do that many shows. And, you know, there's still some shows that I would love to attend that still not getting invited. Any PRs out there listening to this podcast?
Can I ask what your number one would be?
I mean, I would love to go to Burberry.
Yeah.
I love the last show with Riccardo Tisci. He's brought some amazing new energy into Burberry, and hopefully I will be attending one of the next few shows, but the first one was really hard to get in, so next
Fingers
time
crossed.
Perhaps yeah, so that's that. And then I also love New York Fashion Week. I mean, I'm in New York all the time for work, and I have a very different approach with New York Fashion Week. I love to explore brand new designers. On my latest trip, I checked out this actually British designer who I didn't know, but very kindly sent me an invite, Christian Cowan, who he's also a CFDA finalist. And I loved his show. I loved his clothes and I got really inspired. So yeah, I don't do that many, but the ones I do, I really enjoy them.
It must be so fun. Is it quite nerve-wracking or intimidating? Like when you're kind of walking in and everyone's taking photos and like you might get papped for street style stuff, you know, like is it quite nerve-wracking?
It is nerve-wracking. First of all, you put the effort to look in a certain way, and every one of us has insecurities, you know. How do I look? Do I look trendy enough? Do I look cool enough? Would people think, you know, I don't know, would people think of my outfit? And I think this happens to every one of us. You go into those shows, and I mean, I personally feel like an outsider every single time. And I think a lot of other people do. It's a very unusual situation. You have a lot of people who are dressed impeccably, using some of the coolest outfits. You know, you do tend to compare yourself. Oh, you know, I should have thought about that. You're obviously sitting there. You see the models coming up and down, beautiful bodies, makeup, outfits. It is a very intimidating situation. But I have to say that the more you do it, the better it feels, but you still have insecurities. It's not easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And someone's always going to be out there doing something that you think is cooler than what you're doing. That's just like, but seeing always. That face to face. What are you trying to put across with what you wear at Fashion Week, and how do you pack for it?
The hardest one is, as you say, when you travel. So London is fine because I live here and I have my closet. I open it up in the morning and I put something together. The difficult one is when I go to New York Fashion Week, where I usually stay for a week. And I have morning shows, I have events in the evening. And it's hard because you have to pack a week before you go. Yeah. And then that's all you have. So what I usually do is before I go on my trip, I write down the day, the event or events that I have to attend, and then a suggested outfit. So I write it down and then I go and I put everything together, put it flat on the floor. I pack that. So in my mind, I have an outfit for every single event. Some of it is mix and match. It's not one single different outfit. But I have the general outfits in mind with the accessories, any belts or any shoes, bags, all that. And then I add some extras. So I will add a couple of more tops, a couple more trousers that I have no idea where they would go, or a shoe or a belt. So I have the, let's call them wild cards. And this will go in. I have no idea if I'm going to wear them. Everything I own usually goes together with each other. And sometimes I end up wearing the wild cards more than what I thought I was going to wear.
Yeah.
But it's just planning for every event and then adding a 20% on top of that. But I have to say I'm pretty tight. I don't pack suitcases and suitcases. I know roughly what I'm going to wear.
That's great. That's a good system. I think that's good.
You have to take it down to a system. Yeah.
I guess the only other way would be if you're going to do the New York Fashion Week, you have to go and like buy a new outfit when you're there. It's hard to know what kind of mood you're going to be in, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because whenever I pack for a business trip like abroad,
yeah,
I pack in the mood that I'm in then. And then I get there and I'm like, I don't want to wear that. It depends on how confident you're feeling or how maybe you want to be a little bit cozier or you want to be more protected by a big coat. It totally depends on your frame of mind. So when you're in your hotel room and you've got this, all your clothes, and you're like, I don't want to wear any of these. It's so horrible. You're like, no, it's scary.
It's exactly what you've said. It's hard because it's how you feel that specific moment before you go out of the door. And I have to say most of the outfits have been something that I haven't planned. Or maybe, you know, with the latest New York Fashion Week, the last couple of days, it was pouring. It was thunderstorms and it was raining. Thank God I had those waterproof boots with me. They were this new style mini cowboy boots, which I said I was never going to wear, but these are a bit more shaped up and more tight to the foot. So I got those, and then I pulled something together. It's actually fine. It wasn't as bad, but you do have to plan for all eventualities,
especially in New York, where 1 minute it's snowing, the next minute it's like boiling.
Yeah, 1 minute it was heat wave, people were in their bikinis. The next minute they were in coats. It was crazy, and I didn't bring a coat this time, but anyway, I managed.
Well done. Have you ever been photographed at Fashion Week in an outfit that you looked back on later and you were like, "What was I thinking wearing that?" Do you ever get embarrassed about outfits you've worn in the past?
Yes. Absolutely, yes. I always take risks, and by taking risks, I've put together some of the most amazing outfits and combinations. But then at the same time, there was this picture that I was wearing, I don't know what I was thinking, those over-the-knee, thigh-high Balenciaga boots with an oversized Gucci hoodie as a dress. Like, who am I? Am I 19 years old? I don't know. What was I thinking? I mean, it looked good in my mind. I had a vision. And, you know, it actually looked fine in the pictures. But when I was looking at them, I didn't feel good about myself. I mean, this is not me. This is not who I am. I was drawn into a trend and I thought it looked cool. But it was cringe. So, yeah. So that's that.
But it was cringe.
Yeah.
Well, good for you for giving it a go.
Yeah. I tried at least. Yeah.
And what are some of the most like outstanding like VIP shows that you've seen at Fashion Week? What's really blown you away?
New York Fashion Week is always the most insane when it comes to throws and celebrities. I was lucky enough to be invited to a number of Alexander Wang shows, and I have seen everyone in the front row, from Madonna to Kim Kardashian, to Nicki Minaj, to anyone you can think about. Recently, I was invited to the Bazaar Icons party, and I've never seen so many celebrities in one room together. It was craziness. From Kendall and Bella Hadid to Nicki Minaj and Cardi B to actresses, actors. I mean, that red carpet was 6 hours long. It was insane.
Wow.
It's like if you want to see a lot of good looking people together, that's a place to go. And I always, even if it's a massive event, I just go and watch, and I'm still in awe.
Yeah. It's like a big celebrity soup, all like crowded in together.
Yeah. Yeah. Crazy. And you see everyone so close to you, and it's exciting.
Quite surreal. Yeah.
Surreal. Yeah.
Definitely. Okay, well, that's my last question. So
great, that was fun.
That was great.
Yeah.
Good to know all this stuff about all your clothes. I wanted to know that for ages. But I think you've got more of a system than I thought. It's fascinating.
Mm. You do, yeah.
And one day, hopefully, I'll make it to London Fashion Week or New York Fashion Week or any of the fashion weeks. Mm. So join us after this little break where we'll be talking about our obsessions of the week. And yeah, see you then. And welcome back. So in this part, we will be going through our obsessions of the week. We pick one every week. And I'm going to start today. And my obsession at the moment is I've got lots of folders on my desktop. And one of them at the moment is photos of Mick Jagger in the 60s and 70s. But not focusing on his face or his music. It's more just about his knitwear collection, because he's got a spectacular collection of these beautiful, like high-necked, like thick wool jump.
when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
And like really beautiful like rugby sweaters, loads of cashmere. Anyway, it turns out Mick Jagger in those days was a big like wool fanatic.
Wow. And I had no idea.
And he's very beautiful too. He looks like, you know, Harry Styles. So that's what I've been obsessing of this week, weird as that might be. What about yours, Maria?
Right, so since this episode is about fashion, one of my tips is this dye that I use to refresh my black clothes. It's this brand, it's called Dylon. It comes in a pod and I get it from Amazon. You put it in your washing machine, you throw in your black clothes and it re-dyes them black.
That's amazing.
It's amazing. And it's this color, it's called black velvet, and it makes them look ultra black. So my t-shirts or any black jeans, I get them refreshed every few months and they look as good as new. And it's super cheap. It's like, I don't know, £5-7.
I want to use that. That's such a good idea. Mm-hmm. Especially when jeans get a bit like, they just go a little bit gray around the edges or something. They just get that little look to them.
Yeah, refreshes everything.
That's great.
Yeah.
So black velvet Dylon, definitely worth the shopping list. Fantastic. Cool. So thank you for that episode, Maria. That was great. Good to chat to you.
Good, and that was fun.
Yeah. And we'll see you all next episode.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
If you like the Overnight Success podcast, please make sure you tell a friend, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, and don't forget to leave us a rating or comment. You can find me at Mrs. Rodial on Twitter and Instagram. This is the Overnight Success Podcast. I am Maria Hatzistefanis. See you next week.